Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Phil, the day has arrived.
I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
Unbelievable. We have got
Giuseppe.
Giuseppe, the Italian.
From Capunda.
Chef.
And he's cooking us up a storm out there.
Hey, cabbage rolls.
I know. The entree.
And pizza. Oh. Welcome, Giuseppe.
Well, thank you very much. I'd just like to say, will you be that happy when you get food poisoning?
Now, look, we won't spend much time because this actually is meant to be a sports show rather than a cooking show.
And us fooled too.
What did you put in the cabbage rolls?
A touch of tenderness.
Oh, that's off of Milton the Monster,
isn't
it?
Hang on, too much.
Oh, no.
Is there any chance? How do we get rid of him?
I don't know. Let's eat first. And then...
Well, it's been a real pleasure being here with Tom and Jerry.
Well, listen, now we better talk a bit. Well, we better earn our money by talking something. Hey, what about the sacker, Phil?
Oh.
Hey? The sacker.
Hussey. Coming in. Bit of a clean out,
well,
is there, it, or what?
There you go. Now, what about that? That at long last, Mike Hussey...
He won't have a big broom with him, though.
Well, hey? I think...
What size broom?
The big question is he going to be given the chance to use the big broom?
Well, it's a waste of time if he doesn't, because this is the chance. They've got to have a clean out and a decent clean out.
Well, it's very interesting, isn't it? Because... After three consecutive wooden spoons, right, you'd think that nobody would even be considered to hold their position there. And it's interesting that Australian guru, South Australian guru, Jason Gillespie, who, you know, million rumours around, will he coach the Redbacks, will he won't, or whatever. But he was interviewed last Saturday on the ABC. Give them a plug. They need all the help
ABC.
They can get. Yeah, ABC.
What's that?
XYZ.
What is that?
Michael Jackson.
Is that the alphabet or what?
Yeah, something like that. Don't know what comes in the middle of them. But anyway, Dizzy was quoted as saying, in discussing the Sacker and their performances, in relation to high performance, he said, quote, not my words, his words, I've seen the personnel hasn't changed too much.
Oh, they were your words, weren't they?
No, they were.
Sounds very similar, though, Rick.
Well, I might say that they are very much my thoughts.
That's spot on, isn't it? You know?
And the interesting thing is that if you look back, having done a bit of research, I know that you do all
have
your
a look at mine. Have a look at my research on over this side.
Back in 2014, this makes interesting reading. Since 2011, Nielsen... Tim,
head
of high performance, right, has been working with Sacker as state talent manager, responsible for the identification of South Australia's best young cricketing talent and working with the emerging Redbacks program. Well, they haven't emerged too far, have they?
Where's the talent gone?
Anyway, Sacker chief executive, the one and only Keith Bradshaw, said Nielsen, quote, Nielsen's depth of experience and knowledge made him the lead candidate for the role.
Must have been a poor... the rest must have been pretty poor.
Well, it makes you want... Hey. Anyway, this is back in 2014. Speaking today about the appointment, Nielsen himself said he will look to maintain the momentum that has been generated in South Australian cricket over the past few seasons.
What
is it? Eight out of the 11.
And they finished bottom 3 years in a row.
And
would they have?
And bottom eight of the last 11 seasons. So it's interesting, the momentum. Quote, my key focus in the short term will be consolidating a really positive period of growth for cricket in SA.
We've got that much emerging talent coming up.
Don't stop there. Our underage teams have led the way nationally over the past 2 years, and our women's team, the Scorpions, enjoyed great improvement last year. I want to ensure that at all levels of cricket, South Australia has a long-term period of sustained success. I think he thought that was Sheffield Shield, but it was sustained success, developing elite first-class cricketers and turning them into Australian players. Well...
I wonder what chemist shop he goes to get that medication.
Well, he's passed on all grounds, hasn't he?
He's just done nothing.
The issues that he's ticked off. Now, the thing that worries me a little bit is whether the hussy prescribed review is designed to look at everybody other than actually the head of high performance, or whether it includes the head of high performance.
Should be the whole lot. They should go through the board, the whole lot, because it's obviously a mess in there, isn't there?
And until we get the results of it, and Saka has actually quite a good track record of not announcing results of different things over the years.
Really?
You wouldn't believe it.
No.
Well, I mean, fair's fair. We've got to give them some praise. We gave them praise last week over the hotel.
Oh, yeah. And the Hull way cricket. Ahead of it.
Way ahead of it. But anyway, so it's going to be very interesting. The Saka's in for a lot of interesting times, particularly since Cricket Australia has announced they're broke. Hey?
They could have saved a little bit of that money they had in the...
Well, obviously their financial advisors, I mean, I will admit it is tough times, but they claim they've lost a lot of money on the stock exchange.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Must have been a lot of money. But while we're talking about money, what about Travie?
Oh, a new little pad he's got, eh? Hey, just a little bit of a shack up there at Springfield or where it's called.
Springfield?
Yeah, Springfield.
$3 million.
Really?
$3 million. Now,
how are they going with the pay?
Well, tell me something. How can you afford a $3 million? I mean, we used to get $50 for playing 4 days of Sheffield.
Well, you were obviously paid on performance.
Oh, that's very harsh, isn't it? What do you think, Warren, as head chef?
I've just looked up at you as an idol.
You'd be the only one.
Now, you know, I mean,
$3 million.
Well, he's obviously on very good money to afford to be able to buy a $3 million share.
Yeah. Or he robs banks.
Well, but the interesting thing is whether, and he would not be, you know, and good luck to him if that's what he's been able to get and his management get, that's fine. But the thing that worries me, and if we just use that as an example, is that these guys, because they've gone out, they're on a different level of salary intake to many people in the community, but you tend to work at the level you're at. So if you've got a $3 million shack at Springfield, you've probably taken out a $1.5 million loan.
Well, exactly right.
Now, the thing is that...
He might have paid cash.
well, he could have.
Cash buyer.
But other than that... Cricket Australia is saying that everyone originally is going to take a 50% pay cut, and they seem to have come back to 25%. But, I mean, if that goes on, then where is anybody? And it would seem as if their income is going to be totally restricted, which then flows back to the Saka, because they're totally dependent upon the handout from Cricket Australia.
Yep.
So the Sheffield Chill players might be playing like we did for $50.
They might have to play Saka to play.
Well, they might. Well, they might have to play membership. Like,
it's sort of like the petrol at the moment, isn't that? That's
negative. In the minus. That's right. So there's very interesting times.
Well, it is. I mean, it's going to take many years to get over this, isn't it, Rick?
Well, look, to be honest... And we do have an expert in the house. I don't think it's ever going to be the same again. What do you think, Warren?
What's not going to be the same again? Sport.
Sport in general.
Well, as I've said a couple of times before, you did mention it last week. I've got $10 says in 5 years' time I will be.
That was 50, by the way.
We've invested it already. Listen, I've got another idea.
What do you got?
Well, during this time of change
and
review of things, why not, given that the Sackers come to terms with having a review about their high performance management, how about the AFL conduct a total review? What about that? Do you like that idea?
That won't happen. Too many fingers in the pie there, isn't there?
I don't know. I don't know about that. Now, I reckon that they have got enough time to do that.
Really?
Yep. And I reckon they should start from the very top, rebadge the whole
Rebadge the AFL.
Yep, change its name.
To what?
AFLW or something.
No, like no. To the Overrules League.
Oh, you put that in his
The Overrules League, I reckon.
Overrules?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, I'll tell you what. I reckon we could suggest, one, they're overcoached.
Yes.
Hey? I've
got to agree with that.
There's got to be coaches and there's assistant coaches.
Won't be any more.
And coaches to the assistants who coach. Right? I reckon there's all
I'm
that.
I'm lost now.
Well, you might be because I don't think we'll see them in the future.
I agree.
I think that the chef, Warren, has agreed that there will be less coaches going around.
There will be.
There will be for a while, but when clubs don't have success, they'll turn around and blame they haven't got enough coaches. As I said, I've given you 5 years, it'll be back the way it is. But have a look at that Stengel, the Crows thing. They've got a player welfare manager. And I suppose you really need one. You've got to tell a 20-year-old that he can't drive an unregistered vehicle drunk. I mean, who would work that out?
Well, that's right. You've got to have someone to do that.
Yes.
Yeah. You can't make those decisions just by yourself.
And show him where you put the petrol in.
Now, also...
He's a comedian.
Yeah, he is. That's the last time we're having him.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
They're over-analysed.
Yes.
Meaning that we've got work rate coaches, we've got breathing coaches, we've got every other coach. So over-analysed they are. Guess what?
What?
It's over-umpired as well, Phil.
Oh, you had to bring that in.
How many?
You're right, though.
How many umpires do you really need to make mistakes? Four or two or one?
Well, they have three.
Hey? Yeah. Well, what about all the boundary riders?
That's right, boundary umpires. You've got to have boundary umpires, though.
Well, yes, unless you get rid of the throw-in rule. But that's another...
There's another,
they could end up getting the ball and kicking it from the first lot of seats.
Well, they'll need to because there'll be no crowd there.
Oh, yeah, no crowd.
That's right. It's over-administered, Phil.
Yes.
It's over-administered. What is it? 894 grand per member of the board. That would be...
Right, I'm going to get on that board.
That's right. So, definite. Over-influenced. They're over-influenced by the VFL clubs.
Really?
I think it's still
VFL, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. They're over-committed financially. They're offering players and administration money that they can't afford. They're all overpaid. Would you agree with that?
Oh, I'd have to agree with that.
And they're overindulged, right?
What do you mean by that?
Well, they're looked upon as being very special, not just like you and I.
Yes.
Hey?
Yes.
And what about, they're over-eulogised, for heaven's sake.
Ooh,
these
I can't
guys,
spell that one.
These guys are talked about. And they recommend cars, air conditioners, whatever.
Oh, yeah. And they'd be putting their house for free.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I would suggest that they are so, so beyond you and I that some of them must have attended the Last Supper, I think. They are so special. I really believe that. So the whole thing really is over the top. It's exaggerated beyond belief. And what about the over-the-top prices that they charge. Pie, pasty, sausage roll.
They're expensive. What, $10 for a pie? That's
unbelievable.
And I'm only charging 12 for a cabbage roll.
That's right. And then there's all these, you know, the press, the over-the-top stories. Now we're seeing these kids play Skippy on television with their fathers or something. I mean, I don't know.
Never played that before. Probably hadn't had time.
Well, I mean... To be honest,
you got a fair point there.
I'm over it. I really am over it. I reckon that it's time that they really, really took a genuine analysis of themselves and went back.
No, fair point, Rick. Yeah. Fair point. We're running into almost overtime and I can smell a pizza cooking.
I know.
And the cabbage rolls.
And we don't want those spoiled.
No.
So,
we don't.
So
I'll just slip out the car and get the cash register.
Would you like a joke?
I'd love a joke.
Now, a dear friend of mine...
Yes?
Haven't got any.
There's a lie.
A dear friend of mine suggested that we run this past the manager.
Yes.
And the manager, after some consideration...
Debate. Yep. Yep.
..gave it a sort of semi-thumbs up.
Okay.
So we're A for away. We're going to go with it.
Okay, we're going. Right? We're running with it.
My wife found out that our dog, a schnauzer, could hardly hear, so she took it to the vet. The vet found that the problem was hair in the dog's ears. He cleaned both ears and the dog could then hear just fine. The vet then proceeded to tell Andrea that if she wanted to keep this from happening again, she should go to the store and get some Nair hair remover and rub it into the dog's ears once a month.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
She went to the store and bought some Nair hair remover. At the register, the pharmacist told her, if you're looking to do this under your arms, don't use deodorant for a couple of days. Andrea said, no, all's well. I'm not using it under my arms. And the pharmacist said, well, if you're using it on your legs, I recommend that you don't use body lotion for a couple of days.
Okay.
Andrea replied, no, I'm not using it on my legs either. If you must know, I'm using it on my schnauzer.
Oh.
The pharmacist looked at her and said, well, stay off your bicycle for a week.
Boom, boom.
Well, folks, I think we're running out of time and the pizza's smelling just fine.
We would like to thank Warren for coming across.
Thank you so much. Yep. It's a long way from Kapunda.
Oh, it's been a real pleasure.
Don't sound so excited.
And it is a privilege to have you down in the lowly areas of
Gawler. Yes, in the low rent area.
But we're really, I mean, I'm not sure.
He's looking beautiful though, don't he?
Is he free? Well, he must have grown it specially for the event, I think.
Very nice.
All right.
And
well,
we do
until
thank him.
Until next week, this is Rick.
And this is Phil.
And this
is Stolomia, mate.
Oh, very good.